Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns. And welcome to some miscellaneous Monday madness. Congratulations, you have just survived a very unusual weekend in early May. A Star Wars-themed Saturday called May the 4th, be with you, has been growing in popularity over the last few years. Cable television station TBS even used The Force to show sci-fi fans a non-stop run of Star Wars movies all day Saturday and into Sunday evening. And if that wasn't enough excitement for your weekend, Sunday's Cinco de Mayo, or May the 5th, celebrations may have distracted you away from the big sports stories over the past few days. So as a public service, I'm going to provide you with some of the sports headlines to help you catch up. First, horse racing. Is this year's Kentucky Derby winner the next talking horse? Look out, Mr. Ed! After winning Saturday's 150th running of the Kentucky Derby by a nose, there is concern that the winner may be skipping the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown soon. The Derby champion, a horse named Mystic Dan, earned his oats for a long time to come with a $3 million payout for his owners. And after that win, Mystic Dan, true to his name, will now be telling his trainer and the owners whether he intends to run in the Preakness coming up in 2 weeks at the Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore, Maryland. Now that's right, Kenny McPeak is the trainer for Mystic Dan, and he's planning to listen to his thoroughbred to see if he's too tired to run in a couple of weeks. McPeak said on Saturday night, "We'll just watch him over the next week. It'll be one of those situations where we'll probably take it up to the last minute. We'll let him tell us." If the Kentucky Derby winning horse is anything like television's Mr. Ed from the 1960s, this trainer better watch out. He could be playing straight man to a thoroughbred equine very soon.
Here comes another lecture on neatness.
Where have you... Oh, no. Ed, look at yourself.
Revolting, huh?
How could you get so dirty?
Well, you know I'm trying to lose 40 pounds so Chiquita will go for me.
Yes.
So I went to the park to run it off.
What park?
Santa Anita. I came in second.
Well, I do hope we get to see Mystic Dan at the Preakness in a couple of weeks. Surely someone on his team is going to use some good horse sense in arriving at the decision. Time to move to the NBA. Let's give Cleveland's Donovan Mitchell today off. On Friday night, Donovan Mitchell of the Cleveland Cavaliers scored 50 points during his team's loss, 103-96, in Orlando of this 7-game Round 1 series. And the teams then had to fly back to Cleveland and play Game 7 on Sunday afternoon. Donovan Mitchell added another 39 points in leading the Cavaliers to a 106-94 win to take their first round series 4-3. The jubilant home crowd in Cleveland was partying like it was 2018, because they haven't seen the Cavaliers win an NBA playoff series in 6 years. They were even chanting, "We want Boston! We want Boston!" during the final quarter. Be careful what you wish for. The number one seeded Celtics have the best record in the NBA this year, beating Cleveland 2 out of 3 games, and now they'll have home court advantage in game number one, coming up quickly on Tuesday night, 6 p.m. on TNT. But after scoring 89 points in the past 2 games to get Cleveland into round 2, I say Donovan Mitchell deserves his Monday off.
Yes!
Moving to the WNBA, there's news. The Caitlin Clark experience begins. After recently completing her college basketball career at the University of Iowa, Caitlin Clark was taken with the number one draft pick by the WNBA's Indiana Fever. Since that day, there's been a serious case of ticket fever, as fans around the country are scrambling to watch the top player in women's college basketball history take to the floor in the professional WNBA. In Caitlin Clark's first preseason game of the year on Friday night in Arlington, Texas, against the Dallas Wings, a sellout crowd of 7,000 people showed up to provide their vocal support for the visiting team star. Dallas did win the game 79-76, but Caitlin Clark scored 21 points to lead Indiana and send the customers home happy. Next Tuesday, May the 14th, Indiana's first regular season game is going to be played on the road against the Connecticut Sun. Who comes up with these WNBA team names? although the other WNBA opening night basketball cities still have tickets available and at reasonable prices, good luck if you're trying to find a seat to watch Caitlin Clark play her first regular season WNBA game in Connecticut. As of today, a nosebleed seat in that arena will cost you $109 just to get in and watch Clark's first WNBA regular season game. So perhaps it might be a better idea just to plan to stay home and watch the game on ESPN2, 6:30 p.m. Central, next Tuesday, May 14th. Now to the NFL. J.J. Watt? In one of the more interesting sports stories of this past weekend, which you might have missed, former NFL defensive star J.J. Watt says he's giving consideration to suiting up to play football again this year if the Houston Texans should need him. The 35-year-old J.J. Watt was in Houston for his annual charity softball event on Saturday. The future Hall of Famer has been out of the NFL since December 2022. However, he seems intrigued with the idea of playing football again for the Texans' current head coach, D'Amico Ryans. You see, during his rookie year in 2011, J.J. Watt and D'Amico Ryans both played on the same defensive unit in Houston. After retiring as a player, Ryans is now in his second year as the head coach for the Houston Texans. A three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, J.J. Watt told the Assemble Press on Saturday, quote, "I told D'Amico Ryans last year, don't call unless you absolutely need it, but if you ever do call, I'll be there." For the coach of the Texans, it's nice to know that J.J. is available to him this year, no matter what. Time to move to the UFL, where the Birmingham Stallions have clinched a playoff spot. With 4 weeks to go? The latest iteration in spring pro football this year is known as the United Football League. The UFL still has 4 more weeks to go in their 10-game regular season schedule. But after starting with a perfect 6-0 record to begin the season, the Birmingham Stallions have just clinched a playoff position? That's right, in the 4-team USFL division of the United Football League. In both the USFL and XFL divisions, which have 4 teams apiece, the top 2 teams in each division is going to qualify for the playoffs. And at the conclusion of play in week number 6, undefeated Birmingham at 6-0 is now 5 games ahead of both the 1-5 Houston Roughnecks and the 1-5 Memphis Showboats. Birmingham, by the way, has won the USFL's championship title in each of their last 2 seasons. This team has now won 13 games in a row when you go back and look into last year. It'll be interesting to see if Birmingham remains sharp over this next month prior to the start of the UFL's inaugural playoffs come early June. And now to golf. Mr. and Mrs. Swampswamy cover the Legends of Golf event in Texas. On Saturday afternoon, in between a couple of days of some very badly needed but torrential rains, the TPC of the Woodlands Golf Course hosted a PGA Champions Tournament event plus a special exhibition match from some of the greatest golfers ever to play. Getting to see 84-year-olds like Jack Nicklaus and Lee Trevino, plus Gary Player, Tom Watson, and Annika Sorenstam playing in the same group for a 9-hole exhibition match was absolutely priceless. Now, this group poked fun at one another on every hole as they entertained the gallery and still managed to shoot 7-under par for 9 holes. The amazing 88-year-old Gary Player can still outdrive me and most of us off the tee. The short game of Jack Nicklaus remains magical, and Lee Trevino's golf game and his wit remain quite sharp, too. And bravo to the organizers of this event for bringing these golfers together. A note to you young PGA golfers, you might consider smiling a bit more and occasionally showing a bit more of your personality with the crowds at your golf tournaments. It can only help your sport gain in popularity. And finally, in today's Wild and Wacky Monday sports wrap, hockey. Salt Lake City's new team is looking for a new nickname. After floundering in the state of Arizona over the past decade, the National Hockey League's Arizona Coyotes franchise is moving to Salt Lake City, Utah this fall. The Coyotes' nickname served the Arizona desert region adequately, but you should expect a new nickname for the hockey team in Utah as it begins play this fall. Now, sports fans back in Louisiana are still a little bit bitter at the state of Utah for taking New Orleans' original NBA franchise away from them beginning in 1979. And not only did Salt Lake City snag New Orleans' NBA basketball team, the ownership had the audacity to keep the nickname of Jazz. That's right, the Utah Jazz remains one of the most unlikely nicknames in all of professional sports. One Salt Lake City newspaper columnist recently provided a list of possible nicknames for the new NHL hockey team. Among the writer's suggestions included the Bighorns, the Salt Lake City Scorpions, and the Salt Lake City Slapshots. That's not bad. Another name on the list, which I kind of liked, was the Salt Lake City Skateful Dead. That's pretty clever. However, there was another possible nickname on this writer's list, which was mentioned in the article that, well, it will make Louisiana sports fans boil hotter than a crawfish cooking in a big pot during the springtime. The Salt Lake City Saints? No way. Who dat say they gonna steal another Crescent City nickname? Let's hope that the Benson family in New Orleans has the Saints nickname protected by various trademarks, copyrights, and a couple of hungry attorneys ready to pounce when needed. Don't you try to push your luck again, Salt Lake City. In case you might have forgotten, the Jazz basketball team is now 0-2 in the NBA Finals. They haven't returned to the championship round since 1998. You starting to feel a little bit jinxed yet? Yes, your city still may have the Jazz, but New Orleans has the voodoo. I'm Swamp Swami.